We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
Summer's here and fair time is over. Time to pay attention and get up to speed on SLO County's goings-on. Get the info you need this coming Monday, August 3rd, when SLO County Tea Party hosts Sheriff Ian Parkinson in a town hall-style meeting with Q&A on topics like drugs and gangs in SLO County, ICE immigration enforcement and the Sheriff's Department, and finally, how safe is SLO County? Be there at Republican headquarters Monday, August 3rd, 6 p.m. for the answers you need. See you then.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Boston Red Sox won their fifth straight game, a Sunday night win at the Dodgers 8-4. Boston hit four solo home runs. New Dodgers pitcher Tarek Skubal is due to start on Tuesday at the Cubs. Major League Baseball's trade deadline is Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The Cubs picked up veteran pitcher Kevin Gausman from Toronto. The Cubbies sent pitcher Jameson Taillon to the Blue Jays. The Yankees got infielder Luis Garcia from the Nationals. The Rays acquired pitcher Freddy Peralta from the Mets. The White Sox won their Sunday game at Tampa Bay 9-1, Yankees 2-1 over the Cubs. Houston won its sixth game in a row, 7-3 over Texas. Houston, first place in the AL West, now 2.5 games ahead of the Rangers, who've lost five in a row. The Houston Texans signed veteran defensive end Jadeveon Clowney. In the WNBA, Minnesota won its 10th straight game, 108-100 over Indiana. Wins for Dallas and Golden State.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
55 years savings and selection at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where right now, Wrangler cowboy cut jeans, $31.95. Classic Levi 501s, just $54.95, and at D&J. Carhartt work shorts, $36.95. And Wolverine DuraShock steel-toed boots, $169.95. And of course, gift certificates are always available, and special orders are welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, August 3rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles to consider Highway 46 Airport Road undercrossing feasibility. Pedestrian and accessibility improvements for Riverside Avenue and Commerce Way. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 65 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service. Number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The city of Paso Robles will evaluate the feasibility of undercrossings at multiple locations on Highway 46 East. The agenda for tomorrow's Paso Robles City Council meeting has an item to approve an agreement with a consultant to perform the feasibility study. evaluating the cost, benefits, and potential funding needs for the crossings. Right now, the city is evaluating conceptual undercrossings at Warrero Creek, Union Road, and Airport Road and the 46. Quote, the study is intended to provide the city with objective, technical information regarding the viability of undercrossing alternatives and establish a foundation for future transportation planning efforts. The city has been considering making improvements to the 46 East Corridor for years, with a currently planned overcrossing at Union Road and the 46 determined to have significant challenges and costs. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. On August 5th and 6th from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., travelers on southbound US 101 near Theater Drive will encounter lane closures. Crews will be removing a dead tree from the side of the US 101. The southbound side of the freeway will be reduced to just one lane south of the 46 off-ramp. In addition, flaggers will be directing traffic intermittently along Theater Drive in front of the Target Shopping Center. Messages and directional signs will alert travelers in advance of areas under traffic control. Pedestrian and accessibility improvements for Riverside Avenue and Commerce Way. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The City of Paso Robles will begin two infrastructure improvement projects this month. Starting today, the Riverside Avenue Pedestrian Improvements Project will improve pedestrian access between 17th and 21st Streets. This includes ADA-compliant curb ramps and driveway approaches, as well as improvements to connecting sidewalks, curbs, and gutters. Commerce Way will also have work begin Monday, August 10th. This project will address deteriorated pavement between Sherwood Road and Scott Street, alongside improvements, pavement repairs, and asphalt resurfacing. Construction for both projects will occur between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Drivers should expect intermittent lane shifts and traffic control measures. The southbound US 101 on-ramp at Highway 58 in Santa Margarita will be closed this week Monday to Thursday during working hours 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. Crews will be performing culvert repairs. The on-ramp will be open during the day. Travelers wishing to head southbound will need to detour north on El Camino Real towards Atascadero, then turn left onto Santa Barbara Road and enter the US 101 south. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to two separate incidents on Saturday, August 1st. The first occurred at about 5:18 p.m. A residential fire broke out on the 2900 block of Vine Street in Paso Robles. Firefighters found smoke and water coming from the front door of the residence as occupants were leaving. They found one bedroom was charged with smoke and a home sprinkler system was activated. The cause was determined to be a candle left unattended in the bedroom. A second fire broke out at the city landfill at about 7:04 p.m. Heavy smoke and fire was coming from a large pile of debris, threatening nearby heavy pieces of equipment. Firefighters were able to push the flames back and get everything moved prior to full extinguishment. The cause of the fire is currently undetermined. CHP is investigating a death they believe is suspicious. On Friday, July 31st, at about 11:05 a.m., a possible dead body was located on the west shoulder of the US 101 near Vineyard Drive. A male lying face down within the dirt shoulder was discovered with no personal identifying information on him. CHP Coastal Investigative Services Unit personnel are currently investigating the incident as a suspicious death of an unknown person. Anyone with potential information about the incident is encouraged to contact Detective Jacob Scott at 805-895-8208. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Red Sox beat the Dodgers 8-4, the Padres over the Giants 5-4, the Angels shut out the Brewers 3-0, Tigers shut out the Athletics 11-0, the Yankees beat the Cubs 2-1. Tonight, the Padres will face the Diamondbacks, the Giants will go against the Rangers, the Dodgers will face the Cubs, the Yankees will go against the Cardinals. In California news, An F-35 fighter jet crashed on Friday at the Miramar Air Base in San Diego. The exact details of the crash are unknown, but officials confirmed the pilot managed to safely eject themselves. They were transported to a local medical facility for evaluation. The pilot is treated and is expected to make a full recovery. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced the state's minimum wage will rise to $17.40 next year, up from $16.90. Newsom's announcement makes reference to the Trump administration saying, quote, "For years, Trump and Republicans have blocked efforts to raise the federal minimum wage while handing tax breaks to billionaires and big corporations. California has chosen a different path." The California Democratic Party's executive board narrowly voted to endorse the billionaire's tax measure. This comes after an earlier vote to endorse it failed, unable to reach the 60% threshold. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Consolidation has certainly been a headline in the story of agriculture over the past century, but there are still small and mid-sized family farms making a living in an industry that has largely abided by the mantra, get big or get out. A downside of this consolidation, though, has been the toll it has taken on rural economies. Farmers like Anna Peshek have formed the Face Ag Network to advocate for the small family farm and its importance for rural economies.
Small and mid-sized farms are absolutely critical to our rural economies. Our small business circulates a really fair amount of money in our local town of 600 people. Livestock production in particular takes a lot of cash. Small livestock production direct to consumer means cash flowing through multiple small businesses. You know, that is like money flowing to a local feed mill, which is one of the only remaining local feed mills around here. And, you know, we're one of their bigger customers, even though we're a small operation. We're taking animals to multiple small butchers who are also operating storefronts, keeping people employed, offering labor opportunities.
Peshek stressed the need for policies to support these small family farms to keep them alive for these rural economies.
Cattle Country Video will host its 2026 Oregon Trail Classic sale in Gary, Nebraska on Tuesday, August 4th and Wednesday, August 5th. This year's sale features an outstanding offering of over 51,000 head of yearlings and calves. Sale time both days, 8 a.m. Watch the sale live at cattlecountryvideo.com with online bidding available through Cattle USA. Again, it's Cattle Country Video's Oregon Trail Classic sale, August 4th and 5th out of Gary, Nebraska. View sale lots at cattlecountryvideo.com.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening August 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
Back to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Two new UC Davis studies suggest that California's returning gray wolves may be affecting cattle in ways that go beyond confirmed livestock deaths. Researchers collected from droppings from the Lassen and Harvey wolf packs in northeastern California during the summers of 2022 and 2023. California DNA, cattle DNA was present in 72% of samples, making cattle the most frequently detected food source. Mule deer DNA appeared in 45%. The results do not show whether wolves killed the cattle or scavenged carcasses. But lead author of the study, Tina Satoni, says livestock make up a major part of the wolves' diet, possibly because California wolves have fewer live prey options than populations elsewhere. A separate study examined the stress levels in beef cattle grazing in wolf territory and found cortisol levels 58% higher than cattle from areas without wolves. The next question for the researchers is whether chronic stress could affect conception rates and ranch profitability. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-90s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 53, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Wednesday into the weekend and Monday next week. Low 90s on Wednesday, mid-90s on Thursday, upper 90s Friday and Saturday, low 90s on Sunday, 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 65 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. KAPRL News Time is 8:21.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are rallying. The Dow has been up 700 points, and U.S. crude West Texas Intermediate has cooled to $78 a barrel with negotiations expected in the Iran conflict. Manufacturing picked up last month more than expected. The ISM report for July came in with a reading of 55.6, the fastest pace since May of 2022. And there is merger news. Visa will buy fraud defense platform BioCatch based in Israel. It will pay $2.4 billion. Marriott is reporting better than expected earnings, though it's being cautious about the rest of the year. Shares are down 5.5%. Marriott says travel demand in the Middle East was impacted by the Iran conflict, though business improved in Europe and Africa. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines. All in one place. Listen and follow the Fox News hourly update at foxnewspodcasts.com or ask your smart speaker to play Fox News.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Alrighty, it's coming up this Sunday, the 27th annual Paso Robles Rotary Winemakers Cook-Off at the Paso Robles Event Center. Again, you can get your tickets, winemakerscookoff.com. Enjoy wine, beer, amazing food, live music, great desserts, too. Lively competitions between the winemakers and the brewers in a one-of-a-kind event. And remember, sponsored by the Rotary Club of Paso Robles, 100% of the profits go to an endowment which awards scholarships to local graduating high school seniors. And again, go to winemakerscookoff.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. No other woman cut as broad a swath in the Old West as did Martha Jane Canary. Some even say she was the female equivalent to Wild Bill Hickok. You don't know who I'm talking about? Then it may surprise you. Martha Jane Canary was born in Missouri about 1848. I say about because, in the spirit of womanhood, during her life, Martha Jane's birth year moved from 1844 to 1852 as she got older. But we don't know her as Martha Jane. Now, as the legend goes, and much of what we know about her falls in that category, her nickname came from the fact she was always helping people in trouble. Someone said, "You know, you're always there when there's a Calamity Jane." And with that, the legend of Calamity Jane was born. As a young woman, Calamity Jane was a nurse, dishwasher, mule skinner, bullwhacker, cook, and prostitute. She dressed in men's clothing, drank hard liquor, smoked cigars, and chewed tobacco. For a short stint, she was a mule skinner during General Crook's march to Montana. That is, until she went bathing in the river with the troopers and her gender was discovered. Although Calamity Jane was married to other men, one man held her heart, Wild Bill Hickok. Calamity even maintained that she and Wild Bill were married and they had a child. Although she and Wild Bill were friends, it's hard to prove that there was any romance between them. Calamity Jane became old beyond her years. An alcoholic, she had short stints in midway shows until the management couldn't put up with her being drunk and fired her. Then on August 1, 1903, Calamity Jane died of pneumonia. Her last words were supposedly, "Bury me next to Bill." And she was. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, "Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Applause Children's Theater seeks to bring an opportunity to perform in Broadway musicals to the youth in the community. They believe all kids deserve to be on stage, and all who audition are cast in the show. Find out more about Applause Children's Theater and sponsor a child or show. The performances are at the Christian Life Center on Oak Street in Paso Robles. They hope to have their own building someday. ApplauseChildrensTheater.com.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South counties. Call 805-460-0650. The southbound U.S. 101 on-ramp at Highway 58 in Santa Margarita will be closed this week, Monday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. Crews will be at the site performing culvert repairs, and the on-ramp will be open during the day. During the night, travelers wishing to head southbound lead the detour north onto El Camino Real towards Atascadero and to Santa Barbara Road. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to two separate incidents on Saturday, August 1st. The first was the 2900 block of Vine Street. An unattended candle started a fire in a bedroom, activating the home sprinkler. No one was injured. The second fire was at the city landfill, with heavy smoke coming from a large area of debris. The fire threatened heavy equipment nearby before it was pushed back and extinguished. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 68 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump says talks that could lead to a potential end to the war with Iran are set to resume.
Reports do indicate that a new deal could see the strait open for 60 days without fees. With the possibility of another agreement in sight, the region remains on alert since the Iranians are denying any direct progress.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Tel Aviv. The price of oil down while the Dow's up big on Wall Street. Four more years for the U.S. men's soccer coach.
Mauricio Pochettino joined the U.S. squad back in September of 2024. And was at the helm for their recent run at the FIFA World Cup, which saw the Americans win more games than at any previous World Cup tournament.
Fox's Tony Genualdo call it the safe apple. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch announces the fewest shooting incidents, victims, and murders in record history in the first 7 months of this year. America's listening to Fox News.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. A little warm, mid to upper 90s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid 50s and we'll be in the low 90s on Tuesday and Wednesday, probably Thursday. Upper 90s on Friday and Saturday, low 90s Sunday, and upper 80s a week from today. That sounds and will feel good. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down. 6:13 a.m., 8:06 p.m. We're at 69. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Alfonsi on with me. And Susanna will be here in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy. Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Call them. 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Monday edition here on The Right Choice.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong,
Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Already, I was just informed that there are four flock cameras in San Miguel. One at each entrance to the city. North Mission facing south, South Mission facing north, River Road facing west, 10th Street facing east. Why would they have four flock cameras in a tiny little town of San Miguel? Why would they have that there? Anybody have any idea? Little San Miguel, come on. Let's see here. Ralph does not use digital coupons, just the old school membership with phone number or card. Okay? The Farm Bureau is processing data from 2020-22. Not bad for government work. I saw another story regarding that, regarding government work. It goes back a few years, and they go, oh, yeah.
For the record, this study was released last month.
Well, as we know, we get what we pay for. So we were told. All right. Here's another complaint from these people, Chris. You ready?
Ready.
Baby boomers aren't as accepting of the reality of out-of-stock items.
Well, I mean, what's there to accept? It's out of stock.
Right. Okay.
What are you going to do?
And again, this is an assumption for those who I don't even know why they go to grocery stores, come to think of it, with all this, the things they don't like. I'm guessing you've probably been to grocery stores for a few years in your life, and you probably know, or maybe have an idea, or have asked, when is delivery days? Now, they may fluctuate, but there's, I don't know, I always thought that maybe on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, something like that. So figure it out, and here's another thing. And you learn to do this when you don't live close to town. Particularly for items that, you know, everyday item that we use, and maybe even your treats included in that, buy extra. Have them ready to go. Think, okay, I'd like to treat myself with this. Oh my gosh, I ran out. I'm going to go to the store. Oh, there's none there. I am going to go berserk. I won't be able to live the rest of my life because my ding-dongs aren't on the shelf now. Okay, just buy a couple extra. All right? You know, some things stay. So the staples, just load up on. Or, dare I say, if it's not the one you want, maybe you could buy the generic, which they can't. They don't want to buy it.
Blasphemy.
I know. All right, sold out products. So, okay. You know what? It may be an instance like when you went to the library when you were a kid and you had an assignment, but you came across something else that was interesting. Maybe you'll find something else that's absolutely delicious because of your product being sold out, something like that. They're complaining about understaffing. Well, if they have more staff there, chances are the prices are going to go up. Okay, so what do you want? What do you want? In many of these instances, such as people with the understaffing, it's not the grocery store's it's a problem. It's not necessarily their fault. I can tell you because I have talked to that cashier that I've been, I don't know, 5-6 years. She's there all the time. She's told me of the problem they have with recruiting and keeping people. She's been there forever. But, again, it's not the same world that you grew up in or even worked in. It's a lot different. A lot different. Okay, the digital coupons, don't like the generics. Oh, geez, don't. What? Is there anything they like? All right, Chris. What do you like about going to a grocery store, if anything?
A moment, I got food in my mouth.
Okay, you bet you bought from a grocery store. Probably. Okay, so.
Indeed. The worst kind of food to be, talk on the radio, too. It's peanut butter.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
What do I like about a grocery store?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. The discounted meats. Whenever meat is about to expire, it's on a heavy discount. I'm always ready to pounce on those.
Okay. Now, I love a deli at grocery stores. You know, you've got the potato salad.
Like the one at Albertsons.
I haven't been to Albertsons in 20 years. I don't go. It's out of my way.
Fair enough. They got a deli with all that stuff, fried chicken, potato wedges.
There you go.
Meats.
You can get, they cut the meat there, make for lunch meat.
Yep, they cut the meat right there.
Yeah, see, now that is great. That makes you spend more money than you probably should because you're just looking there saying, yeah, I need to get some of that. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Kevin, I just wanted to clarify something about, and I don't know if this is correct or not, but I believe it is. Is the reason why they ask for your ID at these locations, regardless of your 85 years old, is that if there's a like a 16-year-old girl who looks 25 and they sell her liquor, there's a $1,000 fine involved, and then the store gets their name put in the newspaper that they're selling alcohol to minors. And so to eliminate that, they ask you for your ID, and if you have phony ID and you get alcohol, the store's not responsible for that. They are the person that gave the phony IDs responsible for it, and they don't get a fine, and they don't get their name in the newspaper. So that makes a little bit more sense than they want to track you if you go to this particular store. I don't know if they do that or not, but I think the reasoning is what I indicated.
Once again, proving that a lot of laws are ridiculous and a little common sense could be used in this instance. If there is a doubt, a slight doubt, in the cashier's mind, sure, cover your rear end, cover the store. If a guy's walking in with a cane and he's 80 years old, that's stupid.
That's the guy that I want to find out if he's 21 or not.
It comes back to common sense. I mean, there's most of us probably can tell. Most of us.
Yes, but the cashier got a job to do. He's been informed. That's what he's going to do, and he's going to do it. Now, I'm not going to say what store this is, but I had observed where the cashier just has an ID, and you roll in there, and you're 85 years old. He's just not going to ask you for your ID. He's going to use his ID to show that the person that bought the liquor showed an ID. They've got it rigged on their computer that an ID has to be shown when there's alcohol being sold, so they just use their own ID, and it makes it a little more faster, and he's responsible to make sure that he follows the rules, and you got to give the cashier a little bit of credit for doing his job.
No, I understand that. I just, again, the sometimes it's the ludicrousy of this and common sense, and also one of the things is, again, I've gotten over it, and I do it because I have all that stuff ready anyway. But does anybody find it somewhat insulting that you're obviously over 21 and they're going to ask you for an ID, but they won't ask you for an ID when you go to vote?
Yeah, that's shameful right there. You know, Kevin, I was at a store one time, and there was a young lady that walked up to the cashier, and he asked her, "Do you have your ID on you?" And she turned around and said, "Young man, I have stretch marks older than you." I thought, "Oh, that was pretty interesting." But hey, Kevin, had you ever been confronted at all in front of any of these stores for someone walking up to you and asking you if you'd buy them alcohol or cigarettes?
No.
Okay, well, me and my wife were at a store, and a young lady came and said, "Oh, my God, I'm nicking right now, and I need a cigarette. And I don't have my ID with me. Can you go in inside and get me a pack of cigarettes, please?" And my wife looked at me and looked at her and said, "Sorry, no, I can't do that." And she kind of gives that little look. But later in the week, it was in the newspaper where they had done a sting in Paso Robles for people buying cigarettes to minors. They were not the store, but the people that were buying them for them. So I thought that was interesting. First time I'd ever seen you yet.
You know, again, I wish our law enforcement would spend more time on other things than that.
Yeah, and that was my experience. Okay, Kevin, thank you very much, buddy.
You're welcome. I'll do call back. All right, let's see here. I'm on the text. I was in Walmart the other day at the self-checkout, and the gal behind me needed an associate to come unlock the register as it stopped scanning. The reason? She had purchased a Sharpie. Apparently, you have to be 18 years old. I don't know. All right. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So back when Rite Aid was a thing here in town, I got carded for buying Mrs. T's Bloody Mary mix. They wanted to card me for it. Zero alcohol in it.
Did you say anything?
Yeah, I refused, and I walked out, and I never went back. I thought it was absolutely ridiculous. It's because it was in the alcohol section, they said, next to the wine.
So, obviously, your explanation carried no weight with the person behind the counter.
No, absolutely none.
You know, speaking of that, because the one on Creston Road, well, the one down here when it used to be, I stopped going in there when they started doing that nonsense.
Yeah, me too. And it was a good place to buy cheap beer, too.
Yeah, it was.
They had good prices.
Indeed it was, but I just, but as it ends up, I, you know, because where I go, I have to show my ID.
Sure.
But
which is okay, but I never let them scan it. I'll let them read the birth date off of it, but I will not let them scan it.
Yeah, well, that's
I don't want my ID attached to buying alcohol for whatever reason.
don't want somebody to find out, eh?
Well, I mean, everybody's watching. Big Brother's watching always.
Yeah, they are all over the place. All right. Well, hey, thanks.
All right,
enjoy
Jim.
Your Bloody Mary mix.
See you.
Bye. There is a public service announcement. Under no circumstances are you to point a green laser at the flock cameras. Once again, under no circumstances are you to point a green laser at the flock cameras. Okay. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you.
And you are asking about what we liked about grocery stores. Well, when it's 90s and 100 degrees, I love walking in and putting my arms up and enjoying the cold. So cold, and it just feels so great. And I can walk around and look at the ice cream and not buy any. And good.
Well, the thing about, you know, you walk in and you go through and whatever and you see and we mention ice cream, like, okay, but I'm going to have to get home fast. Yeah, okay. All right, thanks, bye. Let's see here. There is also a flock camera at the bridge in San Miguel behind the digital speed sign. Yeah, that's where they changed it to 30 miles per hour. There in San Miguel, 30 miles per hour. Some baby boomers find it hard to accept the continuous downfall of our country and endless lies from our government, city government, all the way to Trump. Okay. The endless lies from the government, no doubt about it. At all stages of government. But we keep electing him and putting him back in office. Back in office. You know, I haven't seen this in a long time, and maybe it depends on the grocery store that you do go to. Do they still have people show up and, you know, with samples? Chris, have you ever experienced that?
Unless it's Costco, no.
Yeah, so you go in and somebody's there, they've got whatever, and you can taste it?
Yeah, they got those all around Costco.
Oh, I didn't. Well, I've never been in a Costco, so. Don't know, but I'm not going to say it was common, but used to run into it a little bit more, maybe not at all grocery stores, but a few of them. And I don't think I ever, I probably didn't ever take a bite of anything they had there. It just, it's one of my many quirks. I don't know how long that stuff's been sitting out there. I don't know how many people have touched it. So you go, well, how do you pick out your vegetables? Carefully. That's why you clean them off. All right, let's see here. We already got that in there. By the way, since I'm having Al on this afternoon for Sound Off for the half hour, I'm calling him there in Tennessee. If you want to text some questions ahead of time, we could do so. We'll be talking. Well, Al, he's an expert. We'll be talking about what's going on in Iran
And also, we'll see if we can get to his thoughts on this socialism movement here in this in the country. So, all right. So the don't flock me, California U.S. lawmakers debate license plate reader technology. That started this morning because I came across this. Now, they've this becomes a matter of okay, good or bad. According to this, in the past year alone, flock cameras have helped catch suspected murderers, bank robbers, and hit-and-run drivers. They've located dozens of stolen cars and helped send a wildland arsonist to prison. They're also distrusted and despised by privacy right activists on the left and the right. Now, just up here in Monterey County last month, police accused the suspect of yanking down three of them with his pickup. These are the automated, what some people call them, the automated license plate readers. According to this, every day, untold number of Californians drive past the thousands of cameras that at least 230 police and sheriff's departments have posted along roadways or installed on their patrol cars. The cameras in real time capture and read plate numbers, then cross-reference them with law enforcement database of vehicles police want to locate, such as stolen cars, getaway vehicles, and those that may be carrying a missing or wanted person. Okay, so if we go back to 2019, lawmakers, Democrat lawmakers, have unsuccessfully sought to further restrict how police use the technology. They're trying again this year with a bill that would add limits on how long police may retain license plate information, how they access it, and with whom they share it. Okay? So, you know, you get up to the, it's a, this question is long as the United, is as old as the United States. How much are you willing to give up? Okay? Because there are some concerns about the, not validity, but the accuracy. So if the cameras, again, according to at least one, have a 10% failure rate, think about being, decided guilty or not guilty. If you were guilty, in a court jury, we want to be 100% correct. If you're not guilty, you want to be 100% correct. In this case, you can only be 90% and you can still be, and I'll just use the word convicted, traffic ticket, whatever it may be. So we'll see where this goes, particularly in the state of California. And there's a couple of other states, I think, that are battling this as well. All righty, let's see here. We got a very short time, so let's see if anything interesting happened in today in history. And there usually maybe one or two things. I don't know. By the way, for those of you, since it is summer and probably a lot of you like this, this is National Watermelon Day, and humorous Mark Twain, when one has tasted watermelon, he knows what the angels eat. Okay, there you go. First crop dusting by airplane in 1921. Okay. Christopher Columbus set sail for the Indies in this day in 1492. And in this day, a federal air traffic controller strike. All right. On August 5th, President Reagan said, "You gone. You gone." 11,000 of them fired.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. CHP is investigating a death they believe is suspicious. A body was found on Friday, July 31st at about 11.05 a.m. on the west shoulder of the U.S. 101 near Vineyard Drive in Templeton. A male was lying face down on the dirt shoulder and no personal identification information was found near the scene. On August 5th and 6th from 8.30 a.m. to 1 p.m., travelers on the southbound 101 near Theater Drive will encounter lane closures. Crews will be removing a dead tree from the side of the roadway, and flaggers will also be directing traffic along Theater Drive in front of the Target Shopping Center. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 70 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Alfonsi on talking about Iran and the socialism push here in the United States. And Suzanne will be in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors. Moms and pops, small business, keep the cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.